If you don't know, now you do know this Guns. The Guns are live from Madison Square Garden, the greatest in the world to see that never ever sleeps. Everyone stop what they're doing, stop, focus, pay attention. I'm actually really stoked to welcome to the show. It's been a long time coming, and I don't know why he hasn't been on before this, but it's probably due to the fact that he's constantly writing songs. Literally and figuratively, he's got to get things out of his brain. His name is Evan. He's Intuit Over It. Twitter.com says Intuit Over It. What's up, man?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing great. and not as great as you're doing because I'd say, first of all, welcome to the show. It's first time on, dude. And I appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, absolutely.
I'd say the last 8 months or so have been absolutely crazy for Intuit Over It. Like, just wild.
Dude, tell me about it, man. It's been really, really gnarly. I think I've spent a combined maybe 1 month in Chicago, my home, you know, so.
Right. Obviously it's crazy in a good way. It seems like a lot lately, last couple months, a lot of the buzz has been coming around. But for you, it's almost like finally, because you've been doing this for a while. You've been singing songwriting for a while, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Intuit Over It has been a project for about 4 years. And before that, I was in a couple bands called The Progress and Up, Up, Down, Down, Left, Right, BA Start, and
right.
Was playing bass with Demira for a while, and was in a bunch of hardcore bands, and it was just, you know, like, constantly one thing after another, and it's you know, now I'm turning 27 in September, so it's like...
Now or never.
Yeah, it's kind of a relief that it's happening now, otherwise I'd be stuck, you know...
Doing real people jobs.
Yeah, having a grown-up job, and I'm not ready to be a grown-up yet.
By the way, Up, Up, Down, Down, I mean, I didn't even... Sorry for not me doing not... For me, not doing my research, I didn't even know that you were in that, but I completely remember that band.
Yeah. It was a couple. I'm on like some of the internet stuff and joined a little bit later. Like, wasn't in the original lineup, but
I mean, that was great.
Yeah,
that was definitely. Is that the Contra code? Is that what that was?
Yeah. It's the 99. It's the single player 99 lives code.
Yes. Did you ever beat Contra? I don't think I ever was able to beat it. I think I was like,
dude, it's the hardest game ever. It is so hard. I don't know how people like. I die within the first. Within the first, you know, 30 seconds of the game, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, thank God for the 99 lives, clearly.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Well, listen, there's a lot we got to speak about. First of all, one of the main reasons we have you on, and then we'll get into everything else, is the fact that the Gun Show is very fortunate enough because we're doing the exclusive announcement tonight for the GK Holiday Festival, which is a very GKHoliday.com. And Intuit Over It's actually going to be playing, I think, one or maybe two of the dates. It's this big-ass Glamour Kills Festival, December 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. And how that come about? You got to be pretty stoked on that.
I mean, I actually don't know how it came about. I've never played a show at Poughkeepsie before, and you know, we got the email about doing it, and it was kind of, you know, a couple of my other friends were already on the show, and you know, it just kind of made sense to do it. It was like, you know, the Wonder Years guys have known them since they were like, you know, little kids in high school, and it's kind of Yeah, oh, yeah, the premiere used to play with my old band, The Progress, all the time, and, you know, we'd go way, way back and, you know, known them forever, and so it was kind of, it was more or less like, oh, well, they're playing, like, I'd love to play.
And Glamour Kills is always a great thing as well. Obviously, they're becoming, you know, ever so popular each passing day, so I think this would be good exposure for Intuit Over It.
Yeah, I mean, Koji just did something for them, and he was telling me about how great they were, and you know, I've never actually worked with them before, but I'm looking forward to getting to know them and you know, seeing what kind of relationship we could build.
Yeah, hell yeah! It's speak here with Evan from Intuit Over It. It's Intuit Over It. Band.com and it's twitter.com says Intuit Over It. Now let's get into some let's promote some music so we can put money back into your pocket. What industry do we work in again? Oh yeah, the music industry. Yeah, not happening. Yeah. But 12 Towns is recently came out. Talk about this. It's got a unique kind of story to it, but then that's good anticipation for the full length. But talk about it.
Well, after I did the 52 Weeks project, I was looking for a new project to do. This was actually before, like, maybe, like, 6 or 7 months before I started touring full-time. And I was just looking to do, like, a new recording project. And basically the idea that I'd had was to put out 6 split 7-inches with 6 of my friends' bands, with artwork done by 6 of my friends that were all, you know, kind of like just showcasing a community of artists and bands and record labels with one kind of cool collectible series of releases.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the course of the year, you know, the whole thing took about like a year and 6 months to put together. And did Split 7 Inches with my buddy Bob Dana, with Such Gold, with Empire, Everyone Everywhere, Swing Set, and Castavet from Chicago.
Right.
And, the whole project, I'm surprised that it came together because initially it was just an idea. It was this kind of thing that I just posted, like, hey, this is something I want to do. And then over the course of the year, a bunch of people hopped on board and, a ton of our friends were excited about being a part of it. And it really, went way better than I could ask for. And even with songs like the Such Gold Split songs, which came out in May, by the time it came out, we're already, a year and 2 months old because all of the songs had been recorded so long ago.
Right.
But it was really cool to see the project just kind of come together and get so many different people in our community and, like, social circle of friends and bands and talent all put together.
Right.
And then so when it was all out of print, a lot of people were asking about how to get all the songs in one spot. And so Top Shelf was really stoked on the idea of putting out the whole thing on one LP. And so we just, combined the whole project and remastered it and made a really awesome layout for it. And it just came out last week.
last week, and everything's been going well for it. And I think it's a good representation of the possibility, or at least the potential that you have. But the thing is, you had written, as we speak to it here with Evan from Injured Over, you'd written these so long ago. So that's why I kind of want to focus more so on this new album that's coming out end of September, September 27th, I believe. You can listen to one of the songs. It's streaming at allpress.com. It's called Proper, also the name of the album. Let's talk about this album, dude. Is this more of a... Let's just talk about it. Go for it. Talk about the ideas behind this.
Basically what happened was I had done all these different recording projects. Like, I'd done 52 Weeks, and then I did the 12 Town songs, and then the most recent stuff was the split with Koji,
right,
which at this point is over. Those recordings are over a year old at this point. And, I hadn't done an actual full-length yet. I hadn't done a proper full-length yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenge this time around was to actually do a proper record, which is why the record is called Proper. And
hence the name of the album.
Yes.
Always thinking. So, you are always thinking.
Everything is very, everything with me, if you're familiar with my stuff at all, everything with me is very, very literal.
Right.
The songs are literal, the names of the records are literal. Everything about it is just because I can't, like, thinking about names for things, right, fucking impossible for me. So the idea this go round was to do something that was actually, oddly enough, what seems like every band does is write actual full lengths, and which is something I haven't done yet. So that was the challenge, and it was actually proved to be the most exhausting writing and recording process I've done so far, because usually I'm just recording a couple things at a time, or just, even with the song a week, it was just focusing on one song every week.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, it was having to write 12 songs at once, having to record 12 songs at once, and having it be just me basically doing everything.
Right.
So,
Now, for this album, sorry to cut you off, but did you you play a bunch of different instruments. Now, is this, besides like a producer and whatnot, is this mainly you doing all these different things on this?
My buddy Nick Joaquim, who drums on the Koji Split, who plays drums in Stay Ahead of the Weather, which is my other band, and then he sings and plays guitar in Castavet.
Okay.
Played drums on the full length, so he is the drummer on the entire record.
Okay.
And then and basically him and I wrote the record together in our rehearsal space over the winter time, and essentially, as far as like outside musicianship goes, he was the only other person.
Wow.
And my girlfriend Kate, who had sang on the Koji Split with me and on a couple other releases, came down and she played some piano and she sang on a couple songs, but aside from that, I play all the guitar, I play all the bass, I'm doing pretty much all the vocals, and it was an exhausting process. I was like trying to explain to people, it's like, where usually bands will go in and someone will do the bass tracks and then switch out, and then someone does guitar tracks and then switch out. Where with me, it was a 2 week recording process, and it was me doing 10 hour days, 12 days straight. So
with no air conditioning and bugs running around.
Dude, yeah. Oh god, Kansas was so hot.
Oh, I didn't even know where you did it. I was just trying to make the story sound even more badass than
it already does. I had to walk uphill in the snow both ways.
Yeah, exactly.
But it actually was. It was 110 degrees, and there were bugs everywhere. It was gnarly, man.
Oh, dude, that's wild shit, man. Dude, now with you, always, obviously, you kind of remind me like John Noah, like an Ace Enders, and the fact that they're constantly writing, or even Travis Clark from We the Kinks, always constantly writing. Did you ever find that as being a perhaps a hindrance or a downfall, the fact that you have all these ideas in your head and it may be difficult to get them out, you know, for people to hear?
Actually, not at all. I have a lot of friends, bands, friends, people that I'm friends with and tour with or whatever that will write, you know, 20 or 30 songs for a record and mm-hmm. then have to pick, like, their favorite 10.
Right.
Where I've only ever, anything I've ever written has been released. I've never written, like for this recording session, I only had 12 songs, and those were the 12 that went on the record.
Huh.
And so actually, I'm actually probably not writing as much as,
some of the,
you know, maybe some other, maybe some of people that I'm, you know, surround me in our scene of bands, but, you know, I also don't, when I'm writing something, I focus on what I think, like I would never write something that I wouldn't think
could be released.
Could go on the record. Like, yeah, like if I'm working on a riff or a part, it'd be like, it has to be, for me, good enough to, for me to feel comfortable releasing it. And there was a really arduous writing process between Nick and I where we were taking songs and we were every day going through them, trying to make them better or trying to make them shorter and, you know, like really fine tuning everything. And so, you know, it was a pretty wild writing process. We were getting together probably 4 or 5 days a week and, you know, just fine-tuning little things, going through little things. And I think it's a little easier in that respect for to be able to do everything myself because I'm, at that point, so familiar with the songs that I know
that
where I want them to go. And I can just kind of be inside my own head and work on it.
Now, as we mentioned, before, the song proper is available on allpress.com. I think it's coming out on iTunes relatively soon, so I urge everybody to go out there and get it. You can pre-order a bunch of it now, this album proper. Now, is this the lead track on the album, and what's the song layout look like? Is there a meaning behind it, or did you like think of it that way, as how the songs would be laid out?
When we were laying out the songs, Ed Rose, who recorded it with him and I, were initially only going to put 10 on the record, and it was... you know, I had 12 going in, and we were talking about leaving two off to save for, like, a 7-inch or, like, a B-side or something like that. When we were going through everything at the very end, it kind of made sense for everything to fit together. And we couldn't pick two songs to not have on the record. We, like, the whole thing, like, you know, every recording session I've ever done has always been, you know, everything just released in a single session. And I think it kind of dictates the story of the session and the story of, you know, the last year, which is basically what the record's about. To have it all together, I think to separate it would have made it sound a little awkward. Or, you know, I feel like there's songs that are slower that, you know, you kind of need those to balance out, like the faster songs. And when we were picking the track list, I mean, proper, the song we put online is the second to last song on the record.
Really? Okay.
And so, I mean, when we were picking a song to go online, it was just kind of like, well, what song, you know? It was just kind of like, what song do we think would grab people right off the bat?
Right.
And really, the only reason the song was put at the end of the record was just because it fades out.
We
were like, oh, well, it makes sense to put that song there. And I think the track list just kind of dictated itself once we sat down with the songs and were able to lay them out. And you know, and we spent a couple days trying to figure out what order just sounded best if you were going to sit down and listen to the whole thing. And we weren't going through it with, like, what's the focus? You know, what's the focus track? Or, like, what's the, you know, I've never thought about music like that. I just want something that sounds cool from beginning to end, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Something you can play live and enjoy while you play it, as well as enjoy while you listen to it as well.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Man, now, you'll be playing this Glamour Kills tour, the Glamour Kills Holiday Shows. It's gkholiday.com. That'll be released. Tickets come out tomorrow, 12 o'clock, noon time. So I urge everybody to do that. I implore you all to go out and pick up tickets for that. That's December 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. The individual dates and lineups will be announced and posted as well. But for people that might not be able to make that show, or how about you go to that show? But also, dude, you're talking about a hell of a tour. You got a great tour. It's already sold out here in New York City.
Twice.
Yeah. Unbelievable, dude. What the fuck's going on here, man? Shit,
I don't
dude.
Know, man. You know, I got asked. I was honored to be asked to do that tour, and
it's with Frank Turner, which is genius in himself, and also Andrew Jackson Jihai, which is probably one of the best band names ever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm you know, a big fan of both of them, and you know, we have a ton of mutual friends, and it was just really cool how it came together because I still haven't, you know, truly met either of them. But, you know, awesome. They're awesome bands, and I'm, you know, love.
Dude, you're already
done, so.
It's already sold out in New York, man. But that's like, that's gotta make you feel
dude,
great.
Yeah, dude, trust me. I was like scared. This, you know, this is coming from a year ago when I'm playing in people's living rooms to like 10 people, to go to that. It's just kind of like, what the fuck?
it's
a lot to take in, and it's really, really exciting. It's really, really exciting.
Cool. And now,
it's pretty cool how, you know, a bunch of our friends, like friends bands and stuff, like, are all kind of doing similar things and similar size tours, and we're all kind of growing at once, and it's pretty rad.
Mm-hmm, cool, man. Well, listen, best of luck with everything. Anything else you want to promote out there? Besides, obviously, the album Pre-Order Bunch, September 27th, that comes out. Anything else you want to say?
We decided the release is coming out on September 27th because it is actually my 27th birthday when it's coming out.
Okay.
And it's the four-year anniversary of Intuit Over It starting.
Okay. So am I supposed to say happy birthday, because I don't mean it?
No, you don't have to say anything. I'm not looking for a handout. This isn't me fishing or anything.
Okay, good.
We had it all planned out that that it would, you know, be this this special thing to you know, keep the project going.
Right. I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, I like how this is the first time we talk, and I just completely did that. Sorry about that.
No, dude, I'm from Philadelphia. I can take anything.
Oh, God, Christ, you're one of them, dude. Shit. All right, so, and it's also twitter.com, so it's Intuit Over It. You got the Facebook group going, and, you know, this tour is going to be huge for you guys. So.
Yeah, it's intuitoverit.com. All the info is there, the stream for the new song, all the tour dates. And the pre-order is on the No Sleep Records web store. Go there, pick it up. And I'm stoked to go on tour for the rest of my life, basically. So,
forget mortgages. Who wants to pay those?
Yeah. Forget rent. Let's take it one step at a time.
Begin somewhere. Listen, Evan from Intuit Over It, you're a great American, my friend. Great American.
Thanks, buddy.
And take care, and I'll see you here in New York.
All right, cheers.
All right.